Oh, my real mother, that's a sad, sad story. When I left school, I, like the majority of girls and boys, wrote to the offices, have you got any news of my real mother? They wrote back the standard letter. No, nothing for the last 15 years, because I was 15 when I left school. Well, then about 3 years later, the offices where you've been in London, they got in touch with me and said, two aunts wanted to meet me. They were actually my mother's half-sisters, but they were blood relatives. They wanted to meet me, so I met them up in London, and they did the usual, took me to a nice hotel for afternoon tea, you know, to impress me. And that's when I learned that my mother died at the tender age of 34. I must admit, when I heard about her and the fact that she had another child out of wedlock but was kept within the family, I felt pretty bitter about the whole thing. And from being very, very bitter about her, I've worked through the emotions, because after all, I think, and I don't think you come to it suddenly, I think maybe you come to it gradually, you find yourself thinking, hang on, you were born in the 30s. There was no national health, there was no social services, there was no money for people like this, on top of which, the worst thing out, it was such a stigma. Never mind the people in the same road knowing that your daughter had a child out of wedlock, people around the next road, you know, it was such a stigma. How could our mothers keep us? They couldn't.